earthquakes in New Zealand. Thousands of earthquakes occur in New Zealand every year. Most are too small to be felt. Earthquakes are caused when the stresses break the rocks of the crust, a sudden movement. If the break reaches the surface, a fault line is created. Earthquakes happen every day in New Zealand. Around 14 to 15,000 occur in and around the country each year. Most earthquakes are too small to be noticed, but between 150 and 200 are large enough to be felt. Earthquakes occur most often in regions where two moving plates meet and press against each other. New Zealand is such a region. It straddles the boundary between the Pacific Plate, which covers almost a quarter of the Earth's surface, and the Indo-Australian Plate. Stresses cause the rocks to break and create cracks. And if the fracture reaches the surface, it is called a fault. Many of New Zealand's active faults have been mapped. Scientists do not know exactly how many faults there are, as they are not always visible. Faults. Shallow earthquakes usually break to the surface to create faults. Sometimes the blocks of rock on either side of a fault suddenly shift to a new position in just a few seconds. This sudden release of energy sends out waves, which are felt on the surface as an earthquake. The strength of the earthquake depends on the area of the fault that has shifted and the amount of movement. A small area and small movement creates a small earthquake. Seismic waves. The place where a fault ruptures is called the focus or origin, and the point directly above on the Earth's surface is called the epicenter. The pulse of energy released by a fault movement radiates outwards as seismic waves or shock waves. Two types of seismic waves are created. The P wave, primary or pressure wave, is a pulse of energy that travels quickly through the earth and through liquids. It forces the ground to move backwards and forwards as it is compressed and expanded, similar to the way sound waves move through air. It is often heard rather than felt. The S wave, secondary or shear wave, follows more slowly, shaking the ground up and down at right angles to the direction of the P wave. Earthquakes in Māori tradition. For centuries before Europeans arrived, Māori had experienced ru whenua, which means the shaking of the land. According to Māori tradition, earthquakes are caused by the god Roamoko, the son of Ranganui, the sky, and his wife Papatuanuku, the earth. Rangi had been separated from Papa, and his tears had flooded the land. Their sons resolved to turn their mother face downwards so that she and Rangi would not see one another's sorrow and grieve more. When Papatuanuku was turned over, Roamoko was still at her side and was carried to the world below. To keep him warm there, he was given fire. He is the god of earthquakes and volcanoes, and the rumblings that disturb the land are made by him as he walks about. Māori accounts of earthquakes. Several accounts of earthquakes experienced by Māori were recorded by European writers. They describe two major earthquakes at Taupō and Rotorua. It was said that at Rotorua, a pā with about 1,000 people was swallowed up and the area became a lake. Māori also spoke of two earthquakes along the Whanganui River in the 1830s. During the 1838 earthquake, there were huge landslides into the river. These landslides caused a backwash in the river that left canoes stranded high up on the cliffs. Another earthquake in 1839 uplifted river boulders. Early European accounts of earthquakes. the most powerful New Zealand earthquake in recent history occurred in the Wairarapa in 1855. Land moved along at least 140 kilometres of the Wairarapa fault. Where the movement was greatest, the land shifted across more than 18 metres along the fault. Part of the nearby Rimutaka range rose more than 6 metres. This is the biggest known movement by a single earthquake to have been recorded anywhere in the world. Dates of major New Zealand earthquakes. Ikitahuna, 20th of January 2014, magnitude 6.2. Cook Strait earthquake sequence, 21st of July 2013, magnitude 6.5, and 16th of August, magnitude 6.6. Canterbury earthquake sequence, September 2010, magnitude 7.1, February 2011, magnitude 6.3, June 2011, magnitude 6.3, and December 2011, magnitude 6.0. Edgecombe, 1987, magnitude 6.3. Anangahua, 1968, magnitude 7.1. Napier, Hawke's Bay, 1931, magnitude 7.8. Murchison in the Buller region, 1929, magnitude 7.8. Wairarapa, 1855, magnitude 8.2. You can check out the GeoNet Recent Earthquakes webpage to see if there have been any earthquakes today and where they were centred.